I'm Michael Brown. Former U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, who lost to Trump in 2016, weighed in on the impeachment inquiry he's facing with a look back before Trump arrived in Washington.
I think it is fair to say we have known who Donald Trump is for some time now. We knew he was a corrupt businessman who cheated people. We knew that his campaign invited foreign adversaries to tamper with our elections. And now we know that in the course of his duties as our president, he's endangered us all by putting his personal and political interests ahead of the interests of the American people.
Clinton was speaking at an event here in Washington marking the 50th anniversary of NARAL, Pro-Choice America, a leading abortion rights advocacy group. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi early in the evening said that a whistleblower's complaint at the center of Congress impeachment inquiry showed that Trump was engaged in a cover-up. The complaint alleges that the president abused the power of his office to solicit interference from a foreign country in next year's U.S. election. The complaint says the White House tried to lock down the information to cover it up, in part by moving it to a different computer server. President Trump has denied doing anything wrong. Afghanistan is bracing for possible violence ahead of Saturday's presidential election amid an effectively stalemated war and postponed U.S. peace talks with the Taliban. The insurgents are threatening to attack polling stations and some political candidates. Concerned about potential fraud or threatening violence if elections are not considered fair and transparent. For details on more news, please join us at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The National Transportation Safety Board is issuing several recommendations as part of investigation.